A very good morning. On behalf of Tit 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Chaf Aleph, Shavuos 21b, pagination is 42. About a quarter of the way down, just after a two dots, in the beginning of a line, Ibo'i Lehu, they had the following question. The question is referring to the words of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah on Yotes Amud Beis 19b, pagination 38. The second part of the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah told us, Shavua shelo ochel v'ochal kol shehu. A person made an oath not to eat, and he ate a little bit. He did not eat a kezayis, the size of an olive, which is the normal requisite size for eating, as we understand it, according to the Rabbanon, in general prohibitions and in general mitzvahs. The amount that would be the true prohibition of eating a non-kosher food, or the amount of eating something that you're obligated to eat, such as matzah on Seder night, would be a kezayis, the same amount that an olive displaces. We can discuss what type of olive, that's a different discussion, but the concept of an olive as opposed to a minimal amount, kol shehu, just a little bit. So again, the statement of the Mishnah was, Shavua shelo ochel v'ochal kol shehu, a person made an oath not to eat, and he ate just a little bit. Chayiv divrei Rabbi Akiva. He is in violation. Those are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that the violation is already in its threshold by a kol shehu, by a little bit, if it's a case of an oath. Amru lo le Rabbi Akiva, the rabbi said to Rabbi Akiva, majority opinion responds, Heichon matzina ba'ochal kol shehu shu chayiv, shezeh chayiv. Where do you find anywhere in Torah that a person eats just a little bit and he's already in violation, that you should say that this case, a person is indeed in violation with just a little bit? That's the piece of dialogue that our Gemara is going to focus on. And the Gemara introduces a concept that Reb Shimon holds in all of Torah, that kol shehu, even a little bit, is already the threshold for purposes of punishing. Let's see the Gemara. Iboi lehu, they ask the question. Rabbi Akiva b'chol haTorah kula k'Reb Shimon svira lei. Does Rabbi Akiva hold like Reb Shimon in general by all of Torah? D'mechaya b'mashahu, who says that a person is already punishable by eating just a little bit of what he's not supposed to eat. In this case, he's not supposed to eat it because of an oath. In other cases, he's not supposed to eat it because the Torah told him not to eat it. Pork, for example. D'tanya Rab Shimon Omer, kol shehu lamakos v'lo omer kezayis ela l'inyan karbon. Rab Shimon holds that even a little bit of the prohibition is already enough to give a person lashes. And they only said the word kezayis when they taught the topic. They were referring to karbon, whether you bring the atonement sacrifice. But as far as the punishment goes, Reb Shimon holds even a little bit. Uvedinhu di iflugei ba'alma. And the truth is, if you follow this approach of logic, Rabbi Akiva would have argued even on other topics, not just by oath, which our Mishnah happens to be discussing. And the only reason Rabbi Akiva argues specifically by oaths, to let you know the power of the Rabbanon, of their opinion, their position, that by oaths, one could articulate an oath to prohibit even a little bit, in which case if he ate a little bit, he would indeed be in violation of his oath. That's true. A person could say, I'm not allowed to eat even the slightest amount of these crackers, in which case eating even the slightest amount of these crackers would be the violation. That's true. Nevertheless, the Rabbanan hold that when you did not say even the slightest amount, a basic oath means kezayis just like everything else that was prohibited by the Torah. Kamash Mulan de Patri, that the rabbis say that you're still absolved until you eat a kezayis. Odilma, or maybe, and this is the approach that we will understand in Rabbi Akiva, Ba'alma ki Rabbanan sevira leh. Normally, Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Rabbanon that a kezayis is the violation and not a mashahu, just a little bit, like Reb Shimon holds. V'hacha haynu taima. And over here, what's the reason? Hoyelu mefarish chayiv. Since if he would have said even a little bit of the crackers or whatever it is we're talking about, he would be indeed in violation even for eating a little bit, because that's what he said as his oath. Stam nami chayiv, Rabbi Akiva holds that if you said it plain without articulating how much, since there's a concept of oaths that would apply even by a little bit, and everybody agrees to that, so Rabbi Akiva holds if he didn't articulate an amount, it also follows with that minimal amount being considered a violation. I would like to focus over here not so much on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon and how we paskin or anything like that, but to focus on the construct of the Gemara, how the Gemara is going to deal with this question. The Mishnah told us that there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon if a person made an oath without specifying how much eating of this oath item. Rabbi Akiva holds even a little bit. The Rabbanon hold it remains with the amounts of all other Torah prohibitions, which is a kezayis. The Gemara is explaining that one can explain Rabbi Akiva by saying that since by oaths, the amount could go down as low as a mashahu, even a little bit, had the person made the oath articulating such a prohibition. Had he said even a little bit of the crackers, that's what would be prohibited. So too, Rabbi Akiva holds, even if he doesn't articulate even a little bit, he says it's stam. He says it ordinary, you're also prohibiting just a little bit. This is the position of Rab Shimon in all prohibitions. You don't bring a carbon unless it's a kezayis. But makos, a violation, towards lashes, even a little bit of eating of a prohibited item, Rab Shimon already holds, is a prohibition. The Rabbanon argue, the Rabbanon hold that oaths, if you didn't articulate, even a little bit, are the same as all other Torah prohibitions, which is a kezayis. Less than that is not the prohibition. Our Gemara is wondering, what does Rabbi Akiva hold in the rest of Torah? Does he hold that other Torah prohibitions are, like Reb Shimon, prohibited even in a little bit? Or are other Torah prohibitions, according to Rabbi Akiva, just like the Rabbanon, a kezayis? And it's only over here, by oaths, since a person could create such a prohibition by articulating even a little bit, so too Rabbi Akiva holds, even if you didn't articulate a little bit, it's already prohibited with a little bit. The Gemara answers, Tashema, come in here. Listen to the way the rabbis responded to Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. To Amru Lolu Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, Heichon matzinu ba'ochel kol shehu chayiv shezachayiv. Where do you find anywhere that a little bit is obligated that you should maintain that by oaths, even a little bit should be obligated. V'im Isa, and if it's true that Rabbi Akiva holds all over even a little bit is obligated, like Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Leimaluhu, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva simply respond, Anaba chalatara kulak Rabbi Shimon svirali? Indeed, I always hold like Rabbi Shimon, and in all of Torah it is indeed prohibited with a little bit. And that's answer number one, that Rabbi Akiva clearly holds that in the rest of Torah, the prohibition is like the Rabbanan maintain with a kezayis, and that's why they're saying, why should oaths be different? Apparently, Rabbi Akiva agrees with them in all other areas that the amount is a kezayis. Let's drop down four lines. Tashema, another proof. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Nazir sheshara pito biyayin, a nazir that soaked bread in wine, v'yeshba kedei letzarev kezayis, and totally, in its totality, you can put together a kezayis, chayiv, then he will be liable. Over here, there's a prohibition of wine to a nazir, and Rabbi Akiva is looking to put together the amount of a kezayis. Apparently, in other prohibitions, besides an oath that I won't eat that food, even in other prohibitions, Rabbi Akiva apparently holds that a kezayis is the requisite amount. Four lines up from the bottom of the page, the Gemara indeed concludes, Ela lav shma mina, it must be ba'alma kirabonan sevirolei, that Rabbi Akiva holds like the Rabbanon in all other areas, that a kezayis is the requisite amount, and it's Rabbi Shimon alone who holds even a bit, would be the prohibition. Shma mina, indeed, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that in general the amount is a kezayis, and it's only by an oath that Rabbi Akiva says, since he could have articulated even a little bit, so if he didn't articulate, if he said it's stam, that's the starting point of the prohibition. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be prohibited even in a little bit. Again, our focus is not the psak, do we paskin like Rabbi Akiva or the Rabbanon? Our focus was simply to clarify what is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.